Let's start with this legal effort to drop the convictions connected to the most serious crimes related to January 6th. What more do you know?
Yeah, so to understand this latest news, it's helpful to go back to the beginning of President Trump's term, right after inauguration, when he issued a blanket pardon for most of the January 6th rioters, more than 1,000 people. Trump did not pardon everyone, though. There were 14 members of the extremist groups, the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, whose sentences he commuted, meaning he reduced them, but he didn't outright pardon them. Those people included Oath Keepers head Stuart Rhodes, who was facing 18 years in prison and was among, had the most serious convictions against him. So those 14, once those commutations came in, they were released from their sentences, but their cases were still making their way through the appeals process. Now what has happened is the Department of Justice is asking the D.C. Appeals Court to completely dismiss these cases with prejudice. That means that the cases will permanently be closed. And the DOJ said in a short filing that this is in the interests of justice. This is, however, a major blow to those attorneys who previously were at the DOJ and prosecuted these January 6th cases, many of which had already been wiped away. But some of them today said that this was a reminder that the administration does not care about constitutional due process, Jeff.